الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Dear love Muslims, Allah the Most High has revealed the Quran to a mortal being, Muhammad, the Prophet upon him be peace, as guidance and as an explanation, explaining that which has been revealed before the Quran, and as a criterion for judging what is revelation and what is not revelation. For the believers, for Muslims, and also he has revealed the Quran to the mortal being of Muhammad, alas, as a mercy to all human beings, to all the people. In this world we call the West, Western world, we are tested daily and every hour of the day. It is very, very much necessary, very important that we remain constantly devoted to the practices of our religion in order to survive in this non-Islamic environment. It is a blessing this month, the Ramadan, month of Ramadan, a great blessing, because it sharpens our wits, it heightens our sensitivities for obedience to Allah, it makes us more conscious of our duty to Allah as Muslims, and gives us added protection against the un-Islamic influences in our environment. It brings out the best in us. It strengthens us morally, spiritually, rationally. It strengthens the family, the home life. It strengthens everything. Because during this month, we are giving more attention. We are giving more attention to our obligations in this religion. This should continue throughout the year. This month that brings back the Islamic consciousness and the strength in its strength should be a reminder to us that we are to be consciously devoted during the whole year. Many of us I know have experienced great benefits already from the fast. Great benefits in terms of improved mental makeup and in terms of physical health. This month is indeed a great blessing to us. However, the talk today is not on the month of Ramadan. This khutbah, at least the first part of it, will address the tendency in us to stray from the disciplines of our religion. There is a saying, complaining that he a miserable weight. And he was not blessed. This man is reported to have been a Muslim man. And he was wondering how come he didn't receive reply from Allah, since he had been so urgently pleading to Allah for answers. And it is reported that the Prophet said of this man that his clothes were not Islamic, not halal. The food that he ate was not halal. This particular man had just given himself to things that were not halal. And the Prophet is reported to have said, how can he expect an answer from God? How can he expect the answer from Allah when he has been grounded in things that are not halal? We have to be careful to watch over the state of our own thoughts and mind and behavior, to be sure that we are at least in the form of a Muslim before we start questioning the power of our religion to bring about reform in our lives. The medicine is only good if you take it. And religion can only benefit us if we believe in it and then act out that belief in our daily practices, in our behavior. In this Western society, we are people that are blessed to have great, noble concepts, but few of us have the intelligence to live those noble concepts. The precious concept of human dignity is a concept that most of us at least know how to vocalize. We can express it in words. All of us have some idea of ourselves as being respectable creatures, having equal respect in the eyes of the Creator. All of us have some idea of the dignity of the person from the Western side or from some knowledge. It's established that the human being is a sacred vessel. He has been endowed by his Creator with rights that can't be taken from him. He is a free spirit. His mind is sacred. He's entitled to think for himself. I think all of us know these things. All of us have these ideas about the human being, the human individual person. But few of us show in our behavior that we understand what we're talking about. Few of us live out the life that is implicit in that kind of definition of the human being. What is the answer? The answer is teaching. The people need to be taught. And this religion has been revealed as a teaching. It is taught. The khutbah is a teaching. when the Imam delivers his khutbah, he is teaching. Do we teach those who throw away the precious jewels of Al-Islam? No, we teach those who have an ear for what Allah has revealed. إِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. If you should happen to engage the jahil, the pagans, the ignorant people who reject this way, say to them, peace, and keep going. Yes. But to the believers, we report what we have received of the guidance of God in a way so that the individual is taught. Teaching has two movements. One is the imparting of something. The other movement is the receiving of something. So teaching suggests learning. The purpose of the khutbah then is to increase the learning of the believers. If the learning of believers is not increased by khutbah, then it is not really an Islamic khutbah. All the people are dead. To call the people to the way of Allah with wisdom, ma'idatil hasana, and with excellent exaltation, excellent speech, and warning that gives warning. Warn, but in an excellent way. Admonish, but in a noble, respectable, and excellent way. Deliver with beautiful, beautiful, attractive speech, and at the same time be firm, firmly committed, that is, to the guidance of God. Has to cut, what burn has to burn, but the object is to educate. The object is to educate and to save souls by the help of Allah, with the guidance of God. Proper name is Allah. Says in the Quran, and remember, wazkuru, and remember how He made you inheritors after the Aad people, and gave you habitations in the land. You build for yourselves places and castles in open plains, and carved out homes in the mountains. So bring to remembrance the benefits you have received from Allah, and refrain from evil and mischief in the land. The gift of God is to be responded to in the proper way. وَلَا تَعْطَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. So we expect that after believers receive the guidance of Allah, then they should be examples of the best behavior. We are not supposed to be among those people who work mischief, work deceits, and spread corruption or contribute to the corruption of the land. Allah has sent the revelation, the guidance, to do away with that. The purpose of the guidance is to remove deception, do away with mischief making, bring an end to corruption, clean up the land. This is addressing a land, people, a nation, a land. What we are addressing is the individual person. Because after all, it has to start somewhere. This is not our nation. This is a Christian nation. Our nation is a portable nation. It's the Ummah of Al-Islam. This nation is a Christian nation. But nevertheless, in political language, we belong to it. We belong to this political nation. We have to understand the reality that we live in. We have to recognize that the majority of this country are not Muslim, and their attitudes, their concerns are not Islamic. They are guided by a different persuasion or different discipline. Recognizing that we have to live in the world and separate at the same time. We have to live in America and yet separate it at the same time. I can't confuse my Muslim life with American life. They are two different lives. Being that there is no political order or political establishment over this society that is Islamic, then I have to recognize a greater amount of responsibility on me as an individual person. If this was good, sound Islamic society with rulers over it that were Islamic, good, sound Islamic, then there would be less burden on the individual person, because the leadership would be making the environment conducive to the Islamic life. But since the leadership is not committed to make the environment conducive to the Islamic life, then every one of us as individuals must accept great responsibility to carry the world upon our shoulders. Yes. The individual person must carry the world upon his shoulders. We must be strong enough to hold up America. We should be strong enough to hold up America. What I mean by hold up America? America has many, many weaknesses in it. Many, many temptations, many weaknesses, many corruptions. I have to be able to stand up under all of this without giving in, without compromising my religion, without putting my life as a Muslim in jeopardy. I have to carry America upon my shoulders. I have to be a better American than any other American. Other Americans may fall to the sins and temptations of this society. Other Americans may lose their moral vision, their moral sight. They may lose their rational balance, but I, as a Muslim, I should maintain mine.
That's right.
Because I don't live in a context that confuses me. I live in a context that guides me straight. Yes. Dear beloved Muslim, there's a great obligation on us. And this is our business, not that out there. There's a great obligation on us as Muslims. This month, it helps us. It helps protect us against the influences that will weaken us. It gives us renewed vigor, renewed sense of commitment. It brings us nearer to our Lord, who is the Creator and Lord of all. This is a good opportunity for Muslims to gird up their loins in the language of the Western world, to tighten up the reins on your own life for future successes in the months to come. أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. Where is the personal dignity for the Muslim? Allah the Most High said, surely the most honorable of you is the most obedient of you to Allah. Surely the most honorable of you is the most pious of you. Surely the most honorable of you is the most God-fearing of you. Isn't that what At-Taqum is? It refers to that particular posture in the mental and spiritual makeup that is conscious at all times of its obligation to its Creator. Many of us are tempted to forget our obligation to our Creator when we are heavily pressed by the routine kinds of things of this world. The job will take our mind away. The wife will take our mind away, or the husband will take her mind away. The children may take our mind away. Fatigue may take our mind away, because we are grinding all the time. What I mean by that, this world works us to death. And I don't mean physical work, because too many of us are out of that kind of work. I'm talking about mental work. The things that are happening in our social environment are constantly putting pressure on our minds. We are burdened all the day long with precious, 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 precious. We go out in the street, precious. We come back home, precious. Everywhere we go, precious, precious, precious. Burdening us, straining us. We get tired. And we say to ourselves, I'm tired. And some of us, in that time of great fatigue, we lose our senses. And we say, I'm going to have some fun. I'm tired. And for some of us, fun is adultery, fornication, drinking whiskey, using dope, some kind of narcotic, gambling, doing un-Islamic things. For some of us, that's having fun. That's getting a rest. For some of us, destructive things
is our fun, is our rest. I'm tired. I'm going to rob so-and-so. I'm going to rob a bank. I'm going to destroy that building across the street. You see how the pressures make some of us behave? None of us should get tired. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Surely with difficulty come ease. You're not afraid of the difficulty. We know that difficulty is going to heighten our sense of what is right and wrong. If we are Muslims, it's going to develop our ability to resist more. If we are Muslims, because the Muslim is not going to get up. The race for the marathon makes those who are not committed to it tired. But the marathon racer, he doesn't get tired. Because his mind ain't on the sacrifice, his mind ain't on the price he's paying. His mind is on the price he's going to be paid. So Muslims are not supposed to get tired. Our minds are not supposed to be on the price we are paying in this world. Our minds should be on the pleasure of God, the reward that we will get from Allah from obeying Him. We know how we get into trouble, lose our seeing ability, become blind. Allah has told us followed him up and he went astray. So Satan followed him up and he went astray. Those who are conscious of their own sacrifices and are not conscious of the reward at the end of the road that they will receive from Allah, they are the prey for the shaitan. They are easy prey for the shaitan. Satan can get them very easily. The Most High says, and I want to read these verses through. Unless you should say, our fathers before us may have taken false gods. What is this referring to? Adam, the first human being as we understand it in this religion. Was given guidance, and then Allah the Most High put the children of Adam on the spot by requiring of them a testimony. They had to give a testimony. Testimony to what? to the source of their knowledge and understanding. You didn't come into that without the help of Allah. So they had to come and they had to give testimony that it was Allah, the Lord creator of everything, who gave them all that they had to sustain themselves with. Signs in detail that perchance you may turn unto us. These verses are not given in any empty fashion.